bad banana with greasy black peas.
This is the Green Zone, Jamie and Locker. Producer Scotty pulling Small Town Titans there. I haven't heard them in a long, long time. If you haven't heard of this band, they do that. They're kind of known for that cover of Mr. Grinch, but they've covered like Dolly Parton, Soundgarden, Queen, Johnny Cash. They're a good follow. They're a really, really cool, interesting act. All right. 877-332-8255. I want your naughty and nice list sports from this past year. Doesn't have to be hockey. It could be anything. It could be football. It could be, I don't know, somebody who coaches a team. Whatever your naughty or nice list is. And maybe you just have a naughty list. Maybe you just have a nice list. I'm going to give you mine. All right. And we're going to start with Rory.
The long journey is over. McIlroy has his masterpiece.
That is Rory finally winning the Masters. It took him over a decade, a bunch of near misses, huge pressure. And in the spring, he was very composed. And then he made that final putt on 18 and broke down. Next Ryder Cup, interestingly enough, it's not on his home course in Ireland, but it's in Limerick. It's going to be in Ireland. So him and Shane will be, they'll be kings of the castle for the next 2027 Ryder Cup. That might be like top five for me, for sure, of sporting events of the year. I love the Ryder Cup. And then they go back to the U.S. in 2029. So big win for Team Europe in the Ryder Cup. And again, 877-332-8255. Who's on your naughty and nice list for sporting events? This one was pretty easy for me after I had a moment to think about it. It's my naughty list.
The Tkachuk brothers are on the ice flanking Jack Eichel and John Cooper. Look out. We're going to drop the gloves right away. Matthew Tkachuk. And Brandon Hagel. I don't think we're done.
No, I don't think so either. Parayko's just waiting. And
yep. Sam Bennett, Brady Tkachuk. So the Tkachuks both get involved early. And Sam Bennett's not going to back down even though he's outweighed.
Kind of common knowledge now, but Matthew is actually hurt in that fight. He was dealing with that right through the entire playoffs after the Four Nations. Didn't slow him down too much because obviously he helped Florida beat my Oilers again in six in the Stanley Cup Finals back in June. And word is, I'm not a big fan of the Tkachuk. I'm not a big fan. Both of them. That we'll put the whole family on the naughty list. I'll cheer against Grandma if she's in lawn bowling. Anyway, apparently he's been back on the ice and he has been practicing. So sooner than later, we might see Matthew Tkachuk back in that lineup. And I was very excited because the first half of this season, first quarter of this season in the NHL, Panthers have not been performing well, but they seem to have figured things back out. And if we have the Tkachuk brothers from Four Nations, which was absolutely fantastic, best on best, we hadn't seen it in a while. Loved that tournament. I love the fact that they're going to bring that back and maybe add some other countries to the list moving forward. The NHL, we got to put McDavid on the nice list.
Marner waiting. Connor McDavid scores. Connor McDavid for Canada.
Just an absolutely great goal. And you know what? He didn't have the greatest tournament. He was good. Obviously, it's McDavid, but he struggled a bit. He wasn't his best. Marner set him up there in overtime. I think we were about 9 or 10 minutes into that first period. All right. And I want to add one more thing to my naughty list. And we've had some controversy, some gambling scandals. We don't need to get into it, but the NBA has been sort of dealing with it this past year. Baseball obviously has been dealing with it with the Ohtani stuff. The interesting thing for me with this is, I'm just going to say it. If you're an athlete, you're a professional athlete, and you play in the CFL, in the NHL, you play in the NBA, you play in the MLB, and you're stupid enough to bet not just on any sport, but your sport, I don't, there is, and listen, I know there's the addictive thing on, but my goodness, that has to be the dumbest thing you can do. And they're going to catch you. That's one thing that's happening now. I heard a recent interview, and it wasn't explained in great detail, but they are using they're using AI, and they're using a lot of things now to scan how bets are made and on what sport. And I know NHL in particular, and I know with the NBA being racked with that latest, with the prop bets and all that, racked with this latest controversy, they're doing a lot of work behind the scenes to try to figure out ways to catch people. They're going to catch more people. We're going to hear, this isn't going away. And another, I don't know if we talked about this, but this happened last week. And I know that Bettman has said this before, and I'm not a huge Bettman fan, but I was very impressed. He was on the 100% Hockey podcast with John Shannon and Darren Millard. And Millard, they got into the whole betting thing because it was just after the governor's meetings in Colorado. And they were having a discussion about it. And Millard floated a question sort of at the tail end of the gambling conversation, because the FBI made a presentation to the Board of Governors of the NHL at the meetings. And just, it was more of an exploratory thing and saying, hey, these are the things you need to look out for. If your players are involved in this, these are the types of activities. These are the things you might be seeing from your players. You need to be aware of it. Pass this along to your management, your coaching staff. And also, your coaches might be involved in it as well. So these are the things to keep an eye out for. And Millard goes, when is the NHL going to start reporting injuries? And Bettman was like, well, I'm not. And he's like, what? What do you mean? He was very confused. And Bettman goes, well, because I care more about my players than I care about the person gambling. If you want to gamble on hockey, fine. We've found ways to let you gamble on this sport. It's part of it. It's what we have to deal with it. Now we deal with the ramifications of it. Fine. You want to gamble? That's up to you. But I'm not going to go out of my way to make it easier for gamblers. My number one priority is to protect the players. And if everybody in the league knows about a player's injury and he's still able to play, other teams might target that. That makes it unsafe for my players. I care more about my players than I care about And again, if you've heard me talk about Bettman before, you know that I believe he's actually cursed the Canadian teams. And I'm not a huge Bettman fan. But I was very impressed with his stance on that. Am I putting Bettman on my nice list? No. We did get this text. Came in from Randy from Warman. Naughty and nice. The Blue Jays on the nice list for just renewing our passion for baseball. Jake Paul, he's adding that to his naughty list like Drew did. Naughty list for tarnishing the great sport of boxing. Actually, that's come in more than a couple of times. Jake Paul is definitely on the naughty list. This came in. I don't have a name on this text. Jeremy O'Day and the Riders for bringing home our fifth Grey Cup. That's on the nice list and on the naughty list. Stuart Johnston, commissioner of the CFL, for shortening our field. If you want to weigh in, I'm still taking your calls and text. Who's on your sports naughty and nice list? 877-332-8255. This is 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Scotty, the producer, nailing it with the tunes today. Bit of a guilty pleasure for me on the Green Zone. Hall & Oates, Jingle Bell Rock. If you want to request, 877-332-8255. We are also having a conversation revolving around your naughty and nice list sports-wise this year. Kelvin from Warman, who's on your naughty and nice list sports list?
Well, let's start off with the naughty list, and I want to put each and every CFL fan, including the Saskatchewan Roughrider fans, who voiced concern that the Riders overdid it on their Grey Cup celebrations. They got to go on the naughty list. Yes, sir.
I'm okay with that, Calvin.
Yes, I think many people are.
Yeah. Can I just jump in here?
Yeah, by all means.
I have this theory that social media is not the real world. And some people, unfortunately, need to be told that. Because the few have this platform now and they can be loud. I think the majority of people were kind of on side with you and I.
Yeah, for sure.
And I'm not just saying that because I feel like I need everybody to be on board with but they just want a Grey Cup, right?
Yeah, absolutely.
The fifth one. Let them have a little bit of fun, right? And you know what? You're going to maybe hear a word or two that is on the naughty list. Anyway.
That's right. Yeah, don't let them have a little bit of fun. Let them have a whole lot of fun, man. Those guys work hard. They deserve it, every bit of it.
Absolutely. And again, they didn't do that kind of stuff through the course of the year. It was if it was a group that was all constantly getting in trouble and out in the bars all the time and what,
100%.
I would have had maybe a different thought about it. But Calvin, I'm on board. So your nice list now?
Yeah, the nice list. Well, let's put the Saskatchewan Roughriders on the nice list and showing the CFL exactly how to celebrate a Grey Cup.
There you go. I like the tie-in. Calvin, thank you for the call today. I do appreciate it. Do you think we can run it back next year?
Oh, hell yeah. Absolutely. 100%. We're going to have to keep the same core together. We'll be right back there.
All right. Where are we with MLS? Where are we with AJ? Come on. I wanted that for Christmas. Calvin, thanks for the call today, my friend.
All right, bud.
All right. And again, our number, 877-332-8255. Who's on your naughty list? Who's on your nice list? This one came in from Tony. So he's putting the Blue Jays manager, speaking of swearing, John Schneider, on his nice list. He's putting the Saskatchewan Roughriders head coach, Corey Mace, on his nice list. On his naughty list, he's putting the NHL commissioner, Gary Bettman. Retire already. I actually think... I don't think a Canadian team is going to win. You know what's going to happen? He's going to retire. He's going to walk away, and a Canadian team the next year is going to win the Stanley Cup. He started in 93, the year that Montreal won. We have not had a Canadian since. He's cursed the league. He's cursed it. He also wants to put the great Wayne Gretzky on the naughty list because he forgot that he was Canadian. That's interesting, Tony. Opening up a can of worms there. And he's still, here's the thing that surprises me about that. Listen, I don't care what your politics are, but he took some heat. You'd think maybe, just park your golf dates with Trump. Do you have to golf with him again? A couple of weeks ago, he was out on the course with Trump. People are going to find out about it. We were all angry at you for whatever, and maybe there's nothing to it. And maybe we made more of it than we should. But then anyway. 877-332-8255. We'll keep it going. Who's on your naughty and your nice sports lists? This is the Heart of Sport, how sport gives back. And today, it's Gloria Patrick, who is the program manager, joining us from Arlo Sports Venture. And I want to start with what exactly is it, so that people that are just hearing about Sport Venture gets an idea of what it is that you do, Gloria.
For sure. So Sport Venture is a community outreach program through Ranch Arlo Society. We focus on using sport to build connection and increase health and wellness outcomes for kids. We're a recreation program, like I said, so we run 5 barrier-free leagues: baseball, basketball, hockey, soccer, and football, all free of charge. Any kid can participate. We really want to build confidence and connection for kids, and so We believe that using sport can help to increase not only, you know, physical health, but mental health and build positive relationships.
Can you give us a rundown on how you got involved?
Yeah, for sure. So I've been at Sport Venture for 6 years. Before that, I worked on the clinical side at the ranch as a family therapist. And so, but prior to that, in other areas of my work life, I've worked in community development and worked on developing, you know, programs for vulnerable and underserved communities and populations. And so working with community and providing avenues to access, you know, essentials, really,
yeah,
is really important to me. And so it was a good fit for me coming over to Sport Venture and quickly became a passion. I think that anyone who gets involved with Sport Venture quickly sees the impact of sport and what we do here. We have a small crew that works, but we rely heavily on volunteers and community partners and organizations for support. And when you see it unfold, you know, whether it's on the ice or on the field or on the diamond, with these kids that really wouldn't otherwise be able to play, it just speaks to your heart. So it's, you know, makes sense that this is a program about the heart of sport. And I think that what we do here aligns beautifully with that.
It, with respect to where I came from, sport, and I know this is going to sound a little bit over the top, but I truly believe that my involvement in sport as a youth saved me.
Mm-hmm.
Right?
For sure.
Because
yeah.
I think I would have gotten into a lot of trouble if I had not been involved in sport. And I love the fact that now we have programs like this, because I also came from a single mom where we didn't have the money to take part. We found a way, but it was difficult at the time. I wasn't able to pursue hockey at a high level just based on the fact that, you know, the amount of money and the cost of the equipment and things like that. So this is unbelievable. And this, Gloria, I think this might seem like a very obvious question, but I want to make sure that we address it. And again, just coming from your background and your involvement now in the last 6 years with this program, how important is it for kids to get involved in sport?
It's so important. Often I say it's so much more than sport, so much more than just staying active. You know, we really provide a place and space for kids, you know, to build their confidence, to develop life and social skills, to feel like they belong. I think that sometimes in sports, if you're not the best athlete, you might feel that space isn't for you. And we want every kid to feel like they can have an opportunity to try and to build courage and to have a chance. And so we hear that all the time about kind of lack of resources. And so, you know, what we're able to do is provide, you know, equipment. We have no registration fees. We provide transportation if needed.
Wow.
Yeah, so we really try to just remove any sort of barrier. And like you said, hockey is super expensive.
Yeah.
And so we actually started the Outdoor Hockey League in 1992. And last year we had 466 participants.
What?
That's
it. I was going to get to the numbers, but that's unbelievable.
Yeah, so fully outfitted, all of the kids, we bring them in, they register, we bring them in on an appointment, and then we fit them, make sure that all of their gear fits appropriately. We have 16 teams comprised of kids aged 6 to 16 at 8 different locations around the city. So we play outside to practice, and then we have a partnership with the Cooperators. So we actually get to play our games indoors at the Cooperators on Tuesday nights. And then for hockey too, we have a big kickoff event and a wind up. We have a beautiful partnership with the Pats, and actually the CEO of the Pats is one of our coaches. So, just a wonderful partnership with them. So K9 makes an appearance around here sometimes. So, it's pretty remarkable.
Let's get into the partnership side of it, because you couldn't do what you guys do without those groups that get behind you and help you provide these amazing services to the youth for free.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, that's right. We are very fortunate. I mean, we have, like I said, a beautiful partnership with the Pats, with the Riders, the Foundation, the alumni, the Toronto Blue Jays Foundation sponsors our baseball program in the summer. This year, we had 430 kids play baseball.
Wow.
Yeah, so it's pretty remarkable. And then locally, I mean, we have wonderful partnerships and supports from local businesses who, you know, have been touched by sport themselves often, who really understand the power of sport and what it means to be able to do and run programs like ours. You know, we just finished our Tim Hortons Holiday Smile Cookie campaign, and we've been fortunate to partner with Tim Hortons for the last couple of years with that partnership and with that program, which was huge this year. I could feel the momentum building. And we actually raised almost $120,000. So we get 50% of that, so about almost $60,000 for us, and then $60,000 for the Tim Hortons Foundation camps, which is an incredible program too. So, you know, it's you know, big campaigns like that, but it's also just individual donations. You know, it's just incredible when we get calls from folks or people pop in and say, hey, like, I heard about your program, or I saw it happening in the community, or I looked at your social media and I want to give back, whether that's through volunteering or whether it's a, you know, a donation of equipment or a monetary donation. It's something that we do rely on to keep going. And especially when we see the gap continuing to increase, right? I mean, we know that, there's lots of kids that want to play sports but just can't, and so I know I've seen over the last 6 years our programs really thriving and growing, and we work really hard to ensure that we're consistent and reliable for our families. Sometimes families who come to our program you know, haven't had the best relationships with organizations or systems, and so we work really respectfully. We just embrace diversity and inclusion, and really work hard to build trust with our players and their families.
How would someone get involved from a volunteer perspective? Is it as simple as just checking out the webpage and getting some information? I'm guessing that you have, I mean, we were talking about how busy you are at the front end of your work week, Gloria. But I'm guessing that, that people reach out to you all the time on that level.
Yeah, so we're always happy to have more volunteers. I always say more hands is easier, and especially when we want to make sure that every kid is getting the attention and support that they need. Like I said, any skill level can come. So sometimes we have kids who don't know how to skate at all, and some kids who have played with us for a few years. So having more volunteers just helps us to better engage and meet kids where they're at. So if they want to get involved, if people want to volunteer, they can certainly go to our website. They can check out our social media, just send an email to sportventure@rancherlo.ca.
Beautiful. Now, hockey, basketball, soccer, baseball, football. So your program is helping kids get involved in a number of different sports. And just based on the numbers you gave me for the hockey program and the baseball program, you're taking care of hundreds of kids on that level. Is there a story that has jumped out at you in the last couple of years with your involvement with Airlo Sport Ventures as the program manager, Gloria?
Oh my gosh, I have so many stories.
Yeah.
So many stories and so many testimonials. I mean, I say all the time, I understand the why and the rationale behind what we do. And then our staff and our volunteers, we just have a shared vision, a hopeful vision where we're able to really facilitate opportunity and chance, and in a supportive, safe way for kids and families who really need it the most. Mm-hmm. You know, it's a couple of years ago, I'll just speak to one. A couple of years ago, I was out at the rink, and the Pats were out there. There was a couple of players helping with skill building that night, and And I came out to say hello and to thank them for being there. And there was a couple of kids who were just standing at the edge of the rink because they weren't registered participants. And I chatted with them and said, hey, like, do you want to play hockey? And there was only a couple of weeks left, but they both had said, yeah, we really want to. And I said, do you live close by? And they actually lived across the street. And so I took them home and talked to their papa, and we were able to get them registered. And even if it was just a couple of weeks, they came the next day and they got their gear. They played for the last couple of weeks, and then they continued with us. And that's what we want to see, is that, like, to reach the kids that really need us the most. And we were able to do that with those kids and that family. And they continued, right? So that's what we want to do, is we hope that kids and families will participate in all of the sports, that they'll have an opportunity to try, baseball or soccer or whatever sport maybe that they wouldn't have played otherwise. And so we always encourage families to continue. Some choose to play a few, some choose to play them all, and then they generally bring their friends and relatives along too. I think that contributes to the growth that we're seeing here at Sport Venture.
That's amazing. This is exactly why I wanted to do this feature, The Heart of Sport, How Sport Gives Back. And this program, Airlo Sport Venture, and you and your volunteers, Gloria, are the reason why this is exactly why I wanted to do this. So I appreciate. Mm-hmm. Where should we send people for any information?
Yeah, so if you want to check out our website, it's www.airlo.com/sportventure. We have Facebook and Instagram under Airlo Sport Venture as well. And then, like I said, you can give us a call at 306-751-2411 or email at sportventure@rancharlo.ca.
An unbelievable program. Again, Airlo Sport Venture, look it up. They are helping hundreds of kids, 500 plus taking part in the hockey program, 400 plus taking part in their baseball program. I just absolutely love it. Our game of the night, it's the Battle of Alberta. I'll be honest, a bit surprised at who's getting the start in net for the Oilers. We'll deal with that next. And we're also still taking your sports naughty and nice list. Text it in. Give us a call, 877-332-8255. This is 980 CGME and 650 CKOM. Decorate the house with lights at night. The green sound. Jamie and Locker. Jamie's got a bit of time off. Sheldon wanted to request that one. He watched Die Hard. Here's the thing. Whether you want to name that a Christmas movie or not, that's up to you. Scotty, the producer, is a big fan of that movie and thinks it's a Christmas movie. I'm going to let him have that. If I hear one more conversation about whether or not that's a Christmas movie or not, I'm not going to finish that. Can we just stop with that? Just like, there's other things to focus on. Please. Game of the night. We got Oilers in action. It's going to be a little bit later this evening. The Oilers hosting the Flames. I got to play this for you. I'm running out of time, but this is after the win. Connor Ingram from Imperial Saskatchewan.
Big fan, Imperial Saskatchewan. Coach,
yeah.
What do you think they were doing in Imperial tonight? What?
I bet they were in the rink watching it. Maybe the bar. I don't know. I'll have to text Dad and see what he's up to.
Oh my goodness. He's actually in the net. I thought it was going to be Pickard. I thought they're going back to Connor Ingram. Good for him. So that is tonight, your Green Zone game of the night, a Battle of Alberta.